Blog Talk Radio.
Seasons of Purpose broadcast, a ministry of New Season Church International. Ecclesiastes 3:1 states, "To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven." We are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst. Thank you for tuning in, and now let's begin our study in the all-sustaining Word of God. Hallelujah.
It's a new season. It's a new day. Yeah, resting on you. I can feel it. It's flowing my way. Oh, oh, oh. It's a season of power and prosperity. It's a new season, and it's coming to me. Or if you believe that, lift your hands and say,
it's a new season.
It's a new day.
Amen, amen. Good evening, everyone, and welcome, welcome, welcome to the Seasons of Purpose radio broadcast. We thank God for each of you, and thank God for you tuning in. We pray that all of our mothers had a wonderful Mother's Day weekend, and we just give God all the praise and honor and glory for you. We thank God for his presence here with us tonight as we begin another Seasons of Purpose radio broadcast in the study of God's all-powerful and all-sustaining word. There is no one like our God, and we just thank God and give him all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory. We're going to go ahead and begin the program tonight with a song of praise. We have a word in the house tonight by Pastor Jasper Whitehurst, and once we usher in the song of praise and prayer, then the next voice that you will hear will be that of Pastor Jasper Whitehurst, and again, we give God all the glory.
Come on, everybody, let's give God this worship. If you know he's awesome, come on, stand on your feet, everybody. If you know he's awesome, you're in awe of his grace. You're in awe of his goodness. You're in awe of his mercy. You're in awe of his provision. He's great, and he's greatly to be praised. Hallelujah. Come on, everybody, lift your hands as we lift our voices. Come on, say, my God is awesome. Come on, say, he can move mountains.
He can move mountains.
Keep me in the valley.
Keep me in the valley.
Come on, say it. Hide me from the rain.
Hide me from the rain.
That's it. My God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
Come on. Heals me when I'm broken.
Heals me when I'm
I've been weakened.
Forever he'll reign.
Come on, you got it. My God is awesome. Come on, say, he can move mountains.
Keep me in the valley.
Hide me from the rain. Has he ever covered you? Come on, my God is awesome.
Heals me when I'm broken.
Strength where I've been weakened.
Forever he'll reign.
One word, come on everybody. My God.
Come on,
somebody lift your voice.
Come on, everybody, let's give God this worship.
If you know he's awesome, come on, stand on your feet, everybody. If you know he's awesome, you're in awe of his grace. You're in awe of his goodness. You're in awe of his mercy. You're in awe of his provision. He's great and he's greatly to be praised. Hallelujah. Come on, everybody, lift your hands as we lift our voices. Come on, say, my God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
Come on, say, he can move mountains.
He can move mountains.
Keep me in the valley.
Keep me in the valley.
Come on, say it, hide me from the rain. That's it. My God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
Come on, heals me when I'm broken.
Strength where I've been weakened.
Forever he'll reign. Come on, you got it. My God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
Come on, say, he can move mountains.
He can move mountains.
Keep me in the valley.
Keep me in the valley.
Hide me from the
hide
rain.
From
has he ever covered you? Come on, my God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
Heals me when I'm broken. Strength where I've been weakened. Forever he'll reign. One word, come on everybody.
My God is awesome.
Come on, somebody lift your voice.
Awesome.
If you know he's been good, say it.
Awesome.
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 Say, my God.
My God is awesome.
Come on, if you know he's been good, do you testify?
Awesome.
Somebody ought to lift your voice.
The whole world.
Giver of salvation.
By his stripes
I'm healed. Yeah, my God is awesome.
God is
listen,
awesome.
Today I am forgiven. His grace is why I'm living. Somebody ought to praise his holy name. Come on, you say, my God. Come on, awesome.
Awesome.
Somebody ought to lift your voice and testify.
Awesome.
If you know he's been good, you say,
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You are a mighty and awesome God. We come this tonight, Lord God, just to celebrate you, Father God. We come tonight, Lord God, to lift up your holy name, Father God, for you are such a great and mighty, wonderful, awesome God you are. Yes, Lord, you are a keeper and a protector. You are a shield. You are a shepherd, Lord God. You are our everything and our all in all, Heavenly Father, Lord God. And we just thank you and give you all the praise, Lord God. We are not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. We will stand and declare your word, Heavenly Father, Lord God, from the mountaintop to let this world know that we serve a living Savior, hallelujah, and his name is Jesus Christ. We serve a mighty God, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Nisi, Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Sitkanu. We serve a mighty, great, and awesome God. And Lord God, we just give you all the praise, Father. We thank you, Lord, for the opportunity to share your word tonight, Heavenly Father, Lord God. We pray that you just anoint the man of God afresh, Lord God, as he brings forth your word. None of him, Lord God, and all of you, Lord God. And we will be certain to give you all the praise, all the honor, and all the glory in Jesus' name. Tonight, our listening audience, Pastor Jasper Whitehurst will be bringing a message, hallelujah, entitled A View from Within Part 2. He started last week with a mighty word, and this week he's going to continue in that same light, hallelujah. A View from the Inside, Part 2, praise God. Pastor Jasper?
Amen, amen. Thank you. Thank God for the world tonight. Amen.
Amen.
To God be all the glory. We thank God for one of God. Thank God for my wife. Amen. Got through on Mother's Day to all the mothers sat there. Thank God, mothers, the grandmothers, the mothers, the aunts, the sisters and brothers. Thank God for you for being a woman of God, being a great mother that you are. Thank God for, pray to God that you will celebrate on the day. Each and every day should be Mother's Day anyhow. Each and every day, we thank God for the great mother that we have out there and our family in our life. And I thank God I have a great mother and great grandmother as well. I thank God for them to have put into my life and I intend to put into other people's lives.
Thank
you. Give God, God all the glory and honor and praise for the word. We're going to do a refresher on the world tonight. Amen. The title is A View from the Inside from last week. We're going to do a little refresher about that. A View from the Inside. And you're going to do a little review. A view from the inside gives us a picture of the person of Christ. Amen. We were talking about some people saying about this is the Christ, this is the anointed one, the Messiah, amen, the Son of the living God. You know, you identify who Christ is and what he's all about. And we were speaking about that, some of the things that are things about Jesus and some of the attributes Jesus had for the representing the spirit of wisdom and the spirit of God in his life. He was an example of the fruit of the spirit, praise God. And you talk about those things pertaining to Christ Jesus himself, and he is the Prince of Peace. And next we have for that word that we have for you from the inside is pertaining to God's word. Is a view from the inside gives a picture of the works of Christ. So we're talking about the works of Christ that Christ did, and now he's doing today. Also, he did in ministry, public ministry he had for 3 years he had here on earth, and it's still going on. And we're talking about the ministry of Christ and what Jesus' purpose was, what Jesus come to do. Amen. Jesus came to destroy the works of the devil, praise God. And he did, and he's still doing that today. So it's still ongoing work in the kingdom of God. It's still ongoing work here on this earth to Jesus Christ. So we're still doing the work he called him man gave us to do for pertaining to his word, pertaining to the works of Christ we have in the church in the battle of Christ, and also to be a disciple for those that are believers in Christ and those that institute the word of God in their life and all that, all of the promises of God, all powers of things of God, that commands to do as people of God, and they born again people of God. And the last the one I mentioned before last week was a view of the inside with the gives us a picture of the promises of Christ. And we talk about some of those promises pertaining to the beatitude, and you know some of those things pertaining to all the beatitude, and you talking about how they all tie in together. And Jesus on the mountain sharing his disciples and the people about the beatitude, and went into detail about pertaining to the beatitude and what it's all about, and what the purpose of the beatitude. And that's where we left off from the talking about the beatitude, amen. And today we're gonna start again from a view from the inside. A view from the inside gives us a picture of the personal testimony in Christ. As a child of the living God, you should have a picture or a testimony of your relationship with Christ Jesus, amen. And we're gonna start with Galatians 2:20. Excuse me. Coming from the King James Version, praise God. Galatians 2:20, and here's the Apostle Paul speaking to the church of Galatians. Amen. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Amen. Praise God for that. Praise God for the Apostle Paul, which wrote most of the New Testament. Praise God. So Apostle Paul, he had a relationship with Christ Jesus. Amen. He had a relationship with Christ. And he went on to do great things, building the churches and bringing the church together, the grace of God, the dispensation of God, grace, praise God, his faith in God, his faith in what God called and anointed him to do as a man of God. Amen. He was sharing with us his own testimony that God had worked in his life. He had a personal relationship with our Heavenly Father and personal relationship with Christ. Amen. And all that went together. And so I'd like to know, what is your personal testimony in Christ today? You heard about Apostle Paul talk about his relationship with Christ Jesus, and he's teaching the same to the church and to us about how we ought to walk in the Spirit, how we ought to not fulfill the lust of the flesh, but to walk in the Spirit of God, amen? And talk about in Galatians 5:16, about so we need to learn to have to walk in the Spirit, be filled with the Spirit, as well to walk in the Spirit and true believing in Christ Jesus, amen? But what is your personal testimony in Christ on today, amen? Do you have the same walk, the same love, same joyful spirit that you have when you were first born again in Christ Jesus? Do you have the same walk, or are you walking better, walking stronger in the things of the Lord? Mm-hmm. You should be growing. You should be studying. You should be growing. You should be increasing the work of God. What God commands to do, you should be moving forward in the things of God, in the things of Christ. Amen. So we should learn to walk by faith and not by sight. Amen.
Amen.
To build our relationship with God, to build our faith in Christ Jesus. Amen. Each and every day, we should have a walk. You have a walk with Christ in our life. You should learn to walk with him in the Spirit, and also learn to study with him in the Spirit. We learn to start out with walking in Christ Jesus, and the baby start out learning to pee with milk, amen, before you get the meat of the Word. You learn to get the milk of the Word. So you learn to feed the children and give them the milk and give them baby food, give them certain things, but they don't stay there. They grow and develop in other areas, amen. They don't stay in baby food up until their teen years. They shouldn't. You know, they shouldn't stay there. I mean, I know there's certain cases, certain things happen, and people's life might be different than another person, but it should have growth and development in their life, amen. Spiritual growth and development in your life in Christ Jesus, amen. You shouldn't stay on baby food all the time. You should be able to go to the meal of the Word, amen. Some revelation of the Word, amen. Some spiritual gift of the Word that God wants to stir up in your life. Stir up the gift of Christ in your life, amen. So you can grow and develop and go what God called, commanded you to do, to build his kingdom here on earth and build the body of Christ, amen. Mm-hmm. So I say to you today, your walk should be in Christ. Your walk should be dependent through the Holy Spirit of God to be a producer of fruit in your life, amen. Your life should produce fruit. in your life, amen. The Holy Spirit of God should bring fruit to us. You want, and we should go to a higher thing in Christ, amen. To go higher in the things of God.
Yeah.
And you say, those should produce fruit, and your fruit shall remain, praise God. So your fruit should grow, should develop, amen. But now you are born again in Christ Jesus. Your Christian walk, your Christian life should produce fruit, amen. Fruit where is a love, is a joy, you know, is a peace, is a long-suffering, patience, is a gentleness, is a goodness, is a faith, amen. Meekness and temperance, self-control. You should have no fruit of Galatians. They talk about it, you should have that instilled in us, amen. And we walk in Christ Jesus, amen. And we learn to walk in this Christian journey each and every day. We should be filled with the Holy Spirit of God. We should have no attribute of God in our life, and that people be able to see it. Because Jesus said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me, man, boy, woman, or girl. It should be drawn unto you. If you are my disciple, you should love for one another, amen. And they should be identified with that love of God in you. It's not like the love of the world. It's different than the love of the world. It's an agape love of God in your life, an unconditional love of God. You should exhibit that love of God where you go at. On your job, your business, what you see, or what God has for you to do, you should exhibit that love in your life. The other may see it and draw nigh to God through it. Amen. The closer Jesus may see, may be in you. Amen.
That's right.
The closer Jesus may see, may be in you.
That's right.
So you're supposed to exhibit that in our life each and every day, praise God. Amen?
Mm-hmm. Amen.
In chapter 15, Jesus talked about that. Jesus talked about the fruit of the Spirit. He was talking about, so without me, you can't do nothing. You know, so he's a true vine, so we got a branch of that true vine. So you can't do nothing without Christ. You know, Christ abide in me, and I abide in you. Amen? And that's how we live our life, abide in Christ. Amen?
Amen.
And once you be in our life, and we want to desire to be in his life, enough, amen?
Mm-hmm.
He wants to grow and mold and shape us and to guide the record to produce fruit and more fruit from day to day. Jesus said, I abide in me and I abide in you, amen?
Yes.
The same shall bring forth much fruit. Much fruit should bring to the glory of God. So we should be developing. We should have a desire to do what God called to do, amen?
Amen.
For the words of the pertains to our present testimony, for the words that we are his workmanship in Christ Jesus, amen. We are created in him to do good works, amen.
Amen.
Now, we are saved by grace, by faith, we are saved by grace. You know, when we come to Christ and to do a good work in him, amen, in him and through him, then we're dead by God's design. And he ordained that to be so from the beginning of the world, ordained that to be so in us. And we are to speak, to live, to demonstrate, to consecrate, to have sanctification and identity of life and identity of walk in Christ, amen, they will bring glory to God, amen, to bring glory to him, not to ourselves, but to bring glory to God Almighty in Jesus' name. God's people are his handiwork. God's people are his masterpieces. He brings those together and turn into masterpieces, amen. He brings those broken pieces and turn into masterpieces for the work of the kingdom of God, amen, here on this earth. Bless his holy name. We thank God for God's instituting and putting that together. Amen. And God also enabled us to do like-minded, to do the work of Christ in our life. Amen. From day to day, to love one another, to love our brothers and sisters, to love one another, to forgive one another. Amen. To learn to forgive and the heart to forgive each other so we can move forward past that, not allow our past to constrain us, but to learn from our past to go forward to our truth, to our destiny God had designed for us to go ahead in our walk in Christ, amen?
Amen.
And close to that verse. A walk in that Christ, God wants to fulfill it in our life, amen? He gave us fulfill something in his life. He went through different circumstances in our life. God understands that. He cares for us. You know, our life is not going to be a bed of roses. It's going to be different valleys, different storms, and different high and low, mountaintops, and different things that we're going to be going through. But he's going to go through those things with us as well. Amen? Say never leave and never forsake it. So God's going to, you can trust God that he's going to stand by his word. No matter what, he's going to always stand by his word. Amen? Morning, noon, or night, he's going to stand by his word. And King David knew about that. And also, Paul knew about it because they had a relationship with God. Paul had a relationship with Christ. And he knew him. Amen? His Lord and his Savior. And David, in David's testimony, David knew the Lord and different things happened in his life. And even kids, thought y'all take his life. David knew about the favor of God. He knew God was a, God was his virtue, God was his strength. God was his solid foundation, amen. In Christ Jesus, day or night, he could depend on God to help and to strengthen him. You go to Psalm 34, verse 1 to 19, you're going to find that David learned to trust in God through different difficult things, time in his life. Amen.
Amen. I'm going to read to you tonight Psalm 34, verses 1 through 19. And it reads, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually praise the Lord be in my mouth. Oh, my soul shall make her boast in the Lord, and the humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Come on and, oh, magnify, amen, praise the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name
together. Praise God.
I sought the Lord. This is David speaking. I sought the Lord, and he heard me and delivered me from not some, but all of my fears.
All my fears.
They looked unto him and were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed.
My God.
Oh, this poor man cried, and the Lord heard him and saved him out of all of his trouble.
Not some, all of his trouble, praise God.
The angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him and delivereth them. Did you know you have angels encamped around about you?
Angel, praise God.
Assigned angels, praise God.
Amen.
On your behalf. Oh, come on and taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. Oh, fear the Lord, ye his saints, for there is no want to them that fear him. The young lions do lack suffer hunger.
But God.
But they that seek the Lord shall not want any good thing. Come, ye children.
Come.
Hearken unto me.
My God.
And I will teach you the fear of the Lord.
Yes.
What man is he that desires life and loveth many days that he may see good? Keep thy tongue from speaking evil and thy lips from speaking guile.
Word of God.
Depart from evil and do good.
My God.
Seek peace and pursue it. The eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and his ears are open unto their cry.
My God.
The face of the Lord is against them that do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth.
Yes.
The righteous cry, and the Lord heareth and delivereth them of all their trouble.
Say that again now.
The righteous cry, and the Lord heareth and delivereth them out of all their trouble.
My God.
The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart.
Say again.
The Lord is nigh unto them that are of a broken heart.
Amen.
And then he saveth such as be of a contrite spirit.
Yes.
His many are the afflictions of the righteous.
Many
are the afflictions of the righteous.
I don't know who you are.
But I just love that conjunction right there. Yeah, we got many afflictions.
Yes,
different, many troubles that we will face. Trials and tribulations. But, hallelujah. But the Lord, it says, delivereth him out of them all.
Them all.
Praise God.
Oh, what a word for it. People of God, amen. And then anything too hard for God.
Nothing.
Anything too hard for God.
Nothing is too hard for God.
Praise God. Learn to trust God all the way. David knew about that. David had trust in God. Amen. We should have trust in God as well. Amen. And God will deliver us all. Praise God. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Praise God anyhow. Amen. David learned to encourage himself in the Lord. and said it was going on. You know, but you already stoned a man of God. He learned to encourage himself in the Lord, amen. Sometimes you gotta learn to encourage yourself, praise God, amen. Lord knows. I'm telling him. I vow to praise him, praise God. Praise him, praise him, praise him. Jesus, our blessed Redeemer, he's worthy of the praise. He's worthy to be praised, saints. He's worthy to be praised. Amen. He's worthy to be praised. Praise God. Praise God. Lord, we thank you for that, Lord. Thank you for that word of encouragement, that word that God delivered all from us. God, I know your circumstances. You know what you're going through, saints. You know what you're where you are. You know what you're going through. There's nothing catching you by surprise. Praise God.
Thank you.
Amen. The time to worship is now. The time to praise God is now. Now is the time. Amen. Now is the hour. Praise God. We're going to move on to this Father here. Praise God. Now we're going to move on to a view, acronym for view, V-I-E-W, a view from the inside. A view from the inside. Amen. Victory in Jesus. What a beautiful song. Victory in Jesus. But thanks be to God, which gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. How can we achieve victory in Jesus? How can we achieve that? Victory belongs to the Lord our God. Amen.
Amen.
Victory belongs to the Lord our God. Amen. Any word tells you about the thing that Jesus done for about victory? We have victory through Christ. Amen. 1 Corinthians 15:57. You're talking about the victory of the Lord he did for us, amen?
Amen.
Now, let me turn that for a moment. Turn that for a minute. 1 Corinthians 15:57. And turn it for a moment.
And it reads, but thanks be to God,
yes,
which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. What is it? 55.
Okay.
55, 56.
Praise God. Mm-hmm. It says here in verse 55 and 56, O death, where is thy sting? O grave. That's right, right?
Yeah.
Where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin,
mm-hmm,
and the strength of sin is the law.
Yes.
But thanks be to God.
Thanks be to God.
Which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Well, 54, B's and death is swallowed up in victory. Jesus took care of that. He took care of that. He paid it all. Amen. He took care of that. Victory overcome our enemies. Victory at the cross. Victory over the power of sin. Victory over death. Victory over the grave. Victory over Satan. No, Jesus did. Victory over hell. Victory over the power of evil. Amen. Mm-hmm. To God be the glory. Victory over that, over the power of evil, authority, power, and principality. Jesus got the victory over that. We had the victory in him, praise God. Amen. Victory over the pride of life, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes. We got victory over that. It was in the garden. It's still going on today. In the chapter 10, Jesus was the same thing. He's still doing that today to people. Same type of tactic. Just old grave warm over.
Amen.
Same type of tactic, praise God. Victory over all of stuff through Christ Jesus, amen. The key to achieve victory in Jesus is our faith in Christ, amen. Mm-hmm. So we have faith, it's impossible to please God. So you got to have that faith. And God give you all what you need to get every further measure of faith, amen. You can't come out and shoot to God, because God give you everything you need and more, amen.
Amen.
Go to 1 John 5:4-5. So we have the victory in Jesus, amen. He got to pick up some keys too. He kicked you hell in the grave. He picked up some keys down there as well, amen. Yeah, burial and resurrection. Jesus got a victory in Jesus, amen. He got a victory in Jesus. We live in his victory, praise God, by the grace through faith. We live in the victory of God. And you are saved by that victory by the grace of God and faith, amen. So we live in that. And we believe that nothing can separate you from the love of God. Nothing because of victory, because Jesus paid the price for all that, for the mission of our sin. He paid the price for all that. So we were great.
1 John 5:4-5.
Yes.
for whatsoever
uh-huh.
is born of God overcometh the world.
Say again.
For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world.
All right, now.
And this is the
victory.
That V-I-C-T-O-R-Y.
Yeah,
this is the victory that overcometh the world,
amen.
Even our faith.
Praise God.
Verse 5, who is he that overcometh the world?
Uh-huh.
But he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of
amen.
God.
Amen. Praise God. There's a word of God for people. God said that believe that he is the Son of God. Amen.
Self-explanatory.
I mean, right there. Amen. You can't miss that. We thank God for that word. I thank God for that victory. Victory is so much more. I can't go into detail. It's so much more than just what I just said. So much more to that. Victory of God. You can go throughout the word of God. You go through Mark, Matthew, John, talking about the victory Jesus has brought forth, amen, throughout the New Testament. You got talking about the victory from Acts to Revelation, telling that victory in Christ Jesus, amen. The blood of the Lamb, praise God. We share that victory. He shared that victory with us. He gave power to all kinds of things on the enemy, amen. The old scorpion or the thing of the enemy, or the demons, or God giving that power, praise God, to do those things, do the mighty works, amen. Mighty work, you say we should do greater work in him through the victory he's given to us through Christ Jesus, through his work on the cross, through the death, burial, and resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We have the victory, saints. We have the victory in Jesus. Let us walk in it, amen. Let us walk in that victory in Jesus. And we are more than conquerors in Christ Jesus. We are more than overcomers in him. Amen.
Yeah.
We are more than overcomers by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. There is power in your testimony, praise God. There is power in your testimony, in my testimony. There is power. There is power in your praise, praise God. Hallelujah. There is power in your worship, praise God. There is power in your testimony, saints. You are more than a conqueror. You are overcomer. You are victorious in all things in Christ Jesus, Yeshua, in Christ Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
And we are prayer warriors. That's how your prayers, too. Amen. We are faith builders for the fame of God, for the fame of Christ. Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank God for knowing that and walking that and receiving that, praise God. Amen? That is V for view. A view from the inside. That is V. The name for me, I for inheritance. I is for inheritance. Go get your inheritance. I for inheritance, praise God. Amen. Colossians 3, verse 23 and 24. Go and get your inheritance. You find out, I'm going to move on. The benefits of inheritance in Christ Jesus begins when whosoever receives it and accepts by faith Jesus as the Lord and Savior. That's when it begins. That's when the benefit begins. If you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you miss all kinds of benefits. I don't know why I'm preaching that not too long ago about benefits. But for benefit for inheritance, remember, Jesus, he's alive. He's not just dead. He's not just out of someone dead. Our Lord and Savior Jesus is alive, praise God. So we got divine benefits in him. Where?
Colossians.
Chapter 3, verse
23 and 24. Uh-huh. And it reads, and whatsoever you do, do it heartily, as unto the Lord, and not unto man,
uh-huh.
knowing that of the Lord ye shall receive the reward of inheritance, for ye serve the Lord Christ. Amen.
God got all kinds of inheritance, divine inheritance to us as believers in Christ. Those that are born again, believing in Christ Jesus, walk by faith, not by sight. God got all kinds of inheritance for you. All kinds of divine inheritance he has desired to give to you as a child of the Most High God, praise God. Amen?
Yes.
If you believe and receive it by faith, God got all kinds of inheritance for you. He goes to Hebrews 9:15, just talking about another type of inheritance there as well. Amen? For the child of the Most High God. Inheritance is a promise we receive in Christ, and then because he lives. Because Jesus lives, I can face tomorrow. Because Jesus lives, all fear is gone. Because Jesus lives, I have salvation in him. Amen. So he paid for the work. He paid the price for it. Amen. He shed the blood. His precious blood for it. No other name can you be saved but through the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. No other name. Man, men can be saved, the word of God said. No other name. but in Christ Jesus, amen. He will ultimately unite all things together in his name, in Christ's name. God's portion is for his people, and his everlasting portion, which is everlasting life, that God gives to those who believe. He reserved for them, amen. That is reserved for you as a child of Most High God. Different promises that God was going to fulfill, they haven't been fulfilled yet for the believers, amen. So you haven't seen nothing yet. He's just getting started. Praise God. Lord, Lord say, I have not seen, you have not heard, praise God, amen. But receive that inheritance from him, amen. Jesus is the mediator of the New Testament, and he's the high priest, and he's our chief cornerstone, amen. He's our good shepherd, amen. He's the Alpha and Omega. He's our Lord and Savior. And also, in that new covenant in Christ, we can receive a promise of eternal inheritance. What kind of inheritance? Eternal inheritance. Yeah. Can nobody come in there and see that inheritance from you, get your name on it? Can nobody take that from you? No one.
Amen.
They can't come in there and steal that from you. That's a promise of God Almighty. God always keeps his promises.
Amen. Hebrews 9:15
yes.
talks about that promise of the
eternal
inheritance.
Amen. Praise
it
God.
Says, and for this cause, he is the mediator of the New Testament, that by means of death, for the redemption of the transgressions that were under the first testament, they which are called might receive the promise of eternal inheritance.
That's the word of God, eternal inheritance. Praise God, and divine inheritance. Praise God. Oh, man, you ain't seen nothing yet. God got a lot he has for you to store for your people. Amen. Divine inheritance, praise God. God, thank God for knowing that you have divine inheritance in Christ Jesus. Continue to trust God. Continue to obey God. Continue to study word, amen. Continue to walk by faith and not by sight. And let those things be fulfilled in your life, amen. Those things that God has for you is internal, amen. The other part, natural, it's temporary. But what God got for us, it's internal inheritance, praise God. I'm excited about that internal inheritance. That God has only in Christ Jesus can I have that. Can no one go and take and steal that from you? You know, I can go and take and steal your matters and a book of land on life. Amen. Can no one take that? That's something of God. God taking care of that thing. E. E is for event. Amen. Ecclesiastes 9:2. E is for event. Amen. Behold, now is accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. The disciple, they had a holy event in their life when Jesus came on the scene. Praise God. When Jesus came on the scene, that changes everything. When Jesus comes into your life and see him as your Lord and Savior, he's going to change some things around, inside out. You're not going to be the same, amen. He's going to give you a new mind, give you a new heart, so to speak, spiritual heart. He's going to give you some newness of life, praise God. All things become new. Former things are behind, praise God. God said, I'm doing this thing, a new thing in you, amen. I'm doing a new thing in you inside out, praise God. So he words through faith, you believe in that, and God is going to transform your life as never before in Christ Jesus, amen. The disciple of Christ encountered a holy event. They met the Son of God, and their life was changed and transformed forever. Minus one, Judas. Except for Judas, his life was somewhat different, amen. Some tradition. But God changed those, he changed the disciples, then he changed us today, those who believe, receive him. And he changed, he transformed their life as never before. God still don't transform his life today. He's still transforming hearts on today, praise God. Amen. And people still run through the Father, praise God. It's still as a God for to help them out, to save them, praise God. How can we escape if we neglect or reject so great a salvation? How can you escape? Jesus paid the price for it. He paid the ultimate price for it. The Son, the living God, our Lord and Savior. It's only his blood, shed blood, that we can have the remission of sin. It's through him. Not through any other person, but through Jesus Christ. That's sure. Praise God. Amen? You can't go in the other way. Only through Jesus. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Amen? Let today be your new beginning. Let today be your new season. David, your new life in Christ Jesus. Tomorrow's not promised to us. Only what we have right now is today. Amen.
Amen.
We hope for tomorrow, but right now we've got today. So don't lie down on your bed tonight. We have known without a doubt that that you know Jesus is Lord and Savior, amen. Mm-hmm. And you should pass away today, pray it doesn't happen. Do you know where you're going to be? You know it's going to be end up in heaven or end up in hell. We hope that you believe that you know Jesus is Lord and Savior, so heaven be your destiny, heaven be your goal, heaven be where you've been bound. You've been heaven bound, amen.
Amen.
For greater things ahead, praise God. You got to look at a word on that?
Ecclesiastes 9.
Go ahead.
Verse 2.
Uh-huh.
And it reads, all things.
All things.
Come alike to all.
Uh-huh.
There is one event to the righteous and to the wicked, to the good and to the clean and
amen.
To the unclean, and to him that sacrifices.
Yes.
And to him that sacrifices not. As is the good,
uh-huh.
so is the sinner. And he that sweareth, as he that feareth an oath.
Amen. Praise God. Thank God for that word. Choose you this day who you serve.
Mm-hmm.
Choose you this day who you serve.
Amen.
Can't serve through master.
No, you can't.
Amen. You can't thank you for Jesus and you do some other things for the enemy. Because it don't work that way. You can't serve through master. Amen. You got to make a choice. Make a decision. You know, the valid decision. It's time to make a choice. You got to make a choice already. Okay, last one. If you, from the inside, W, let the word, you understand for the word, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another. In psalms, in hymns, I raise my wife is saying every day, this is my mom used to do, in hymns, my grandparents, and spiritual songs, sing it, your grace in your heart to the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
And whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. We got Colossians chapter 3, verse 16 and 17. Amen. Let the teaching of Christ that is found in the gospel as well as indeed word of the apostles. Amen. Let the word of Christ live within the believer, the born-again believer, the born-again saints of God. Let it be powerful. That was God's design. It is to be powerful. Let you be filled with the Holy Spirit. Amen. The Holy Ghost power. Be filled with the Holy Spirit. Let us fight a good fight of faith. Amen. Saints of God, people of God. Let us fight a good fight of faith. Let us run this course. Amen. The grace. Run this course with faith. And run this course believing and trusting God's word. Amen. Let us fight on eternal life. Lay hold on it. Lay hold on eternal life in Christ Jesus. Now is the time, today is the time of salvation for Christ Jesus. If you don't know Christ, today is your day. Amen. Today is the day. Don't lay your head down and kill it without you knowing what's going on. Tomorrow is too late. Now is the day. Now is the time. Amen. Jesus paid the price for you and I for our salvation. You see him today in your Lord and Savior. We are to study the word of God. All scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, and for instruction in righteousness. That's how we ought to live. We say praise to God. It should be an attitude of gratitude. It should be an attitude of thanksgiving mm-hmm. to show the gratitude towards him and all that we do from our heart, amen, to
amen.
The glory of God. We ought to show that gratitude to him. All that we do. Amen. You tell me, if you from the inside, you tell me the last one, the word. The word of the living God is powerful, sharper than two-edged sword. Amen. That word brings life. It's the word of God. It's the word of life. It's the word of faith. It's the word of grace. Praise God. It's the word of hope. Amen. It's the word of now. It's the now word. Amen. It's the rhema word. It's the word for right now. Amen. It's the now faith. Praise God. It's the word for today. It's the word for tomorrow. Jesus Christ is staying today and forever. Amen.
Amen.
It's a word of strength. It's a word of comfort. It's a word of one. Jesus, me and my Father are one. It's a word of healing, praise God. It's a word of deliverance. It's a word of peace. It's a word of breakthrough, amen. It's a word of holiness. It's a word of prayer. It's a word of salvation. It's a word of tomorrow. It's a word of light. It's a word of praise. It's a word of worship. It's a word of joy. Unspeakable and full of glory. It's a word of covenant. For the covenant keeper, praise God. It's a word of promise. For the promise keeper, praise God. It's a word of rainmakers. It's a word of wisdom. It's a word of Christ. It's a word of miracle for the miracle worker. It's a word on the Holy Spirit, praise
Amen.
God. It's a word of favor. It's a word of victory. V-I-C-T-O-R-Y. It's a word of celebration. It's a word of encouragement.
Amen.
It's a word of friendship. It's a word of fellowship. It's a word of declaration. It's a word of anointing. It's a word of anointing. It's a word of application. It's a word of manifestation. It's a word of justification. It's a word of illumination. It's a word of fulfillment. It's a word of revelation. It's a word of elevation.
Amen.
It's a word of truth.
Amen.
It's a word of transform. It's a word of forgiveness, praise God. It's a word of love. God is love.
Amen.
And do from the inside. What do you think about your life on today? Your life, your testimony, the do from the inside. They know you are part of the family of God. Are you a secret Christian to hide inside the door? Are you choose a child of the Most High God? Amen. God got a word for you each and every day. Today is your day of salvation. Today is the day of the word of God in your life. Choose that word. Choose life. Choose Christ in your Lord and Savior.
Amen.
God be the glory.
Praise God. Praise God. Oh, yes. We thank God for that powerful word of you from the inside. And Pastor Jasper continued that from last week as we talked about part two. And that gives you a time to be able to allow that word just to saturate your spirit and answer the question, is your life a demonstration of the view of Jesus Christ and the view of Almighty God from the inside? You should be a living, walking, breathing, hallelujah, testimony, praise God.
Amen.
And we just thank God for that word, praise God. And we're going to go ahead and open up the lines tonight. We have a few more minutes left in the broadcast, so we're going to give you an opportunity to be able to share in the word and to share in your testimony, or if you have a prayer request, praise God, just go ahead and press 1 on the dial pad, and we just love to hear from you, love for you to be able to share with our listening audience. And while we are awaiting, I want to speak to my women and the ladies, praise God, that are on the line tonight, and even to the men, and you can share this with your wife. We are 1 week closer. Mark your calendars, hallelujah, for the upcoming Call to the Queen Virtual Women's Conference. Call to the Queen Virtual Women's Conference. That's going to be May the 23rd. From 4 to 6 p.m., because we believe and know by the grace of God that every woman embodies the queen. So in the spirit of Queen Esther and Deborah, we're going to call to leadership. And in the spirit of Ruth and Naomi, we're going to call to sistership and loyalty. In the spirit of the Proverbs 31 and Titus 2, women, we're going to call to wisdom and godly character. And in the spirit of our Most High God, we're going to call to the queen in you. So don't miss this event, ladies. If you have not already registered, please go to our website at www.newseasonmen, and I'll spell that as new, newseasonmin.org/event. Again, a Call to the Queen Virtual Women's Conference. Don't miss this event. Praise God. Is there one tonight that would like to share in help us to share in the study of this word? You have any comments that you'd like to make about the word that went forth tonight? Again, a view from the inside, praise God. Well, we have about 3 more minutes left into the broadcast. We certainly don't want to end it without giving the opportunity for salvation, because that's the reason that we do everything that we do, praise God, to be able to lift up the name and lift up Jesus Christ, lift up the name of Jesus, lift up the word of God. And the word tells us that if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. So we give God all the praise as we've gone forth to lift up his word. But if you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of your life, we would like to extend the opportunity of salvation based upon Romans 10, 9, and 10, which tells us that if you believe in your heart and confess Jesus with your mouth, then you shall be saved. Praise God. So all you have to do is just pray a simple prayer that says, Lord Jesus, that I believe you are the Son of God, and I know that you came to this earth, lived, died, and was resurrected for my sins. And I ask you, Lord, just to come into my life, take control of my life, come in for the rest of my life. And if you pray just a set simple prayer, tonight we welcome you into the kingdom of God. God heard that prayer. He has just opened the book of life, and your name is now written down in the Lamb's book of life, never, praise God, to be erased. And we give God all the glory. The word of God tells us angels, hallelujah, rejoice at even one that has been saved. Well, we ask that you go forth this week. Carry the word of God with you. Let it stay in your spirit, and let it be on your lips that you share it, praise God, with the masses. And we give God all the praise, and to God be all the glory. Have a wonderful week. We love you, and God bless.